Hey, listeners, get ready to simplify your life with AT&T in-car Wi-Fi. Stay connected wherever you go and transform your vehicle into a dependable Wi-Fi hotspot. Powering applications like real-time GPS and voice assistant, navigation becomes a breeze. Plus, with Wi-Fi for up to 10 devices, you can keep everyone entertained while on the road, work, stream shows, or finish homework without missing a beat. Discover the convenience for yourself and see if you're eligible for a free trial at att.com/in-car Wi-Fi. Always pay careful attention to the road and don't drive distracted. Wi-Fi hotspot intended for passenger use only when vehicle is in operation. Compatible device and vehicle required. Welcome to Before Breakfast, a production of iHeartRadio. Good morning. This is Laura. Welcome to the Before Breakfast podcast. Today's tip is about some useful things you might write in a journal. Many people journal in order to process emotions and solve problems. But certain approaches make those things more likely to happen than others. Today's tip, like a few others this week, comes from Tara Schuster's book, Buy Yourself the Lilies, and Other Rituals to Fix Your Life, from someone who's been there. As I mentioned in the other episodes, that is not the exact name of the book, but it's close. Tara talks about ways to become a ninja of self-love, how to take care of yourself so you can do great things in the world. She notes that journaling has been helpful for her. She writes in her journal almost every morning. It helps calm her and helps her process what's going on. How does that work? As she writes, a journal is not a place to record the daily events of your life. It's not a place to describe the sushi you had for dinner last night, although if it's really good sushi, go ahead and do that. It's a place where you can get in touch with your core, with what you believe. Some of us have very limiting beliefs, but are totally unaware that we've set such a low bar for ourselves. Journaling is the gift that gives us a chance to uncover what is true. The truth is that you can heal your past traumas. You can build the life you want for yourself, but you're going to have to do the work. All that sounds good, but might not be helpful when you are sitting there with a pretty notebook and a nice pen and trying to figure out what to say. So here are a few writing prompts that Tara suggests for getting going. You might begin, "Today, here are 10 things I like about myself." Now, perhaps that is a tough thing to do when you are feeling down, but it will be a good reminder as you go about your day. Or you might begin, "Today, I am grateful for this very small thing that happened yesterday." Did someone send you a nice email? Did you see some pretty flowers at the deli around the corner? Write it down. Or, "Dearest journal, I have a question I have been mulling over in my brain, and I thought you might have an answer." Really, you are just tapping into your own wisdom, but sometimes this framing can help. Or, "Here is what I want people to say about me when I'm not around." This is a useful tool for figuring out the kind of person you are working toward becoming. Or, "If nothing else mattered, not money, not other people's expectations, not kids, not jobs, nothing, my dream day would look like..." Try to really get the details here. Visualization can help you figure out what you want in life. Or, "There is something I've always wanted to deal with, but I haven't for some reason. Here goes." As Tara notes, it's amazing, but most of the time, we actually know what we most need to tackle. We just need to commit to it. Any of these writing prompts can make keeping a journal a very useful exercise. So why not give one a shot? As Tara writes, "You can't control the narratives of the outside world, but you can control the story you are telling yourself in your journal. I suggest you make it a good one." In the meantime, this is Laura. Thanks for listening. And here's to making the most of our time. Hey, everybody. I'd love to hear from you. You can send me your tips, your questions, or anything else. Just connect with me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Before Breakfast Pod. That's B-E, the number 4, then breakfast, P-O-D. You can also shoot me an email at beforebreakfastpodcast@iheartmedia.com. That before breakfast is spelled out with all the letters. Thanks so much. I look forward to staying in touch. Before Breakfast is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. Hey, listeners. I know you love mornings. And with nearly 300 beaches in Puerto Rico, each one is a reason to wake up early and catch a picture-perfect sunrise. Puerto Rico has nearly 300 miles of coastline, and the island's diverse geography offers everything from secluded coves with white sand and crystalline water to stunning black sand beaches and beaches perfect for water sports. No passport required for U.S. citizens and permanent residents. Learn more and plan your trip at discoverpuertorico.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.